Welcome to the United States of America, everyone. Under Joe Biden, where somehow white men are now being discriminated against. For real, this is really just an unbelievable story, and I got to tell you about it. Hello, I am Trish Regan. You're watching The Trish Regan Show, and you're not going to believe what's going down. You know, we still do have a constitution, which I'm going to get to in a little bit, which is important because that needs to be talked about. Because right now, if you're a white man and you happen to be a restaurant owner and you're trying maybe to get a PPP loan because the government's giving out all kinds of money, you're going to be last on the list, very last on the list, because the Small Business Administration has come out with some new criteria. You need to be a woman, you need to be a minority in order to get one of these loans. I'm just wondering, isn't this kind of discriminatory? I mean, isn't this something that the government really can't do because it's a form of discrimination? Take a look for yourself. I want to show you these graphics that we pulled from the Small Business Administration. This is the Restaurants Revitalization Fund that they have. And they're prioritizing funds for women and for minority groups first and foremost. White men, bottom of the barrel. Joe Biden isn't looking out for you guys, I'll tell you. The priority groups include a small business concern that is at least 51% owned by one or more individuals who are women, veterans, or socially and economically disadvantaged. Okay, so if you're like me, you're like, okay, what does that mean, socially and economically disadvantaged? And the SBA, Small Business Association, is here to tell you. Socially disadvantaged individuals are those who have been subjected to racial or ethnic prejudice because of their identity as a member of a group without regard to their individual qualities. Guys, like, this can't be constitutional, okay? Hey, Biden folks, this really can't be acceptable. It's pretty nuts. They go on to say, in case you're wondering who those groups are, it says on, like, page 14 of the application, which I pulled to look at, you have to be economically disadvantaged as a member of an Indian tribe, subjected to racial or ethnic prejudice or culture bias, Black American, Hispanic American, Native American, including Alaska Native and Native Hawaiian, Asian Pacific American, subcontinent Asian American. In other words, anyone who is not a white man can get this money. It's pretty nuts. But, you know, this is what they're doing. I mean, think about the farmers that are suing out in the Midwest. You have Minnesota, Ohio, Wisconsin, South Dakota, all of those farmers suing because they're like, wait a second, why is it that we can't get these PPP funds? I mean, we suffered too, right? They've got a point, and they should sue because I think this is unconstitutional. Stephen Miller, the president, former president's former senior policy advisor, he's not having it. He's saying exactly what I'm saying here. This is unconstitutional, and he's filing a lawsuit. Watch him.
Our lawsuit against the Biden administration over the American Rescue Act, where they award farm aid for farmers who've been hurt by this pandemic based on skin color. That is fundamentally un-American. Look, millions of people were hurt by this pandemic. Millions of people were hurt as a result of the closures, the shutdowns, the disruptions to our lives. And when it comes to getting financial aid, it shouldn't matter what race or ethnicity you are.
Yeah, like, no kidding. I mean, come on, Joe Biden. Come on, we know what this is. It's all about politics, but you know what? It's not legal. Let's take a look at the 14th Amendment, all right? Which is meant to protect against stuff like this. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Equal protection of the laws. I mean, this is how people that are gay are able to marry other people and be protected, right? Because of the 14th Amendment, which was put in to deal with the aftermath of slavery. It's interesting that we've come like full circle and now we have to talk about protecting white men. But you can't just exclude an entire group of people from government funds. That is not right. Coming up next, more mask hypocrisy to tell you about. And I'll tell you, one college coach, He's really had it. You have got to hear his rant because it's just perfect in light of everything that's going on. He's talking about, why is it the Kentucky Derby gets to go forward? Why is it the golf gets to go forward? But we can't have an audience at our games? That's next. Enough with the mask hypocrisy. Okay, we're tired of it. I'm tired of it. I bet you're tired of it. The whole country's tired of it. But you know what? One guy in particular who's a Louisville College baseball coach, he's really tired of it. And he's making the point that what the heck's going on? When the Kentucky Derby gets to go on and outdoor sport and golf gets to go on, but, you know, college baseball has all these limitations about how many people can be in the stands. Watch them here.
I'm ready to open this place up. I'm not going to lie. I'm beyond frustrated. I'm tired of it. We're an outdoor sport. I mean, let's go, people. Turn on the Masters. Watch the Derby. Watch the games in the SEC and in other ballparks. It's an outdoor sport. You want to risk it? You risk it. Like, I'm tired of playing games without people in the stands. So let's open it up and let's let our fans come and let's let them enjoy some Louisville baseball. And then I'll be a little more excited to host a regional because, unfortunately, I haven't had a regional atmosphere yet. Right? Do we not agree?
That's Dan McDowell and McDonald, I should say. And you can tell he's kind of had it. And I'm with him. I think we've all kind of had it, right? Unless, of course, you're a politician on the left, in which case you're going to milk this for all it's worth. You're even going to go out there and kiss your darn husband with the mask on for everybody to see. I want you to see Kamala Harris kissing her husband with a mask. I mean, it's kind of weird, right? Mwah. Love you, hon. Right through the mask. You know what? I'm going to give her this. She can do whatever she wants. I don't really care. She can wear the mask outside, inside. She can wear the mask alone in her room. I do not care. But, you know, have some respect for everybody else out there that maybe wants to go for a walk not wearing a mask, that maybe wants to kiss their husband not wearing a mask. In other words, think about that coach who's saying, it's your business if you come to the game or not. You make that decision, but let us at least be able to invite you. Let everybody live their lives, okay? Let us make some decisions. I realize you folks on the left have a real hard time doing that. But we're getting sick of the hypocrisy. I mean, think about good old Joe Biden, right? Meeting with the Carters, elderly Carters. We've been showing you those pictures. And there he is with the Carters. No mask. Inside, no mask. And then goes outside and puts it on. So go figure. They want this photo op. But there's so much inconsistency there that I am at the point, and I imagine you're at the point too, where it's just kind of like, you know what? Do what you want. Live free or die. My motto. Quite literally. Okay, coming up next, everybody, we get a whole lot more to discuss. This is pretty nuts. You know, the left is getting really worried, really, really worried about Caitlyn Jenner because it looks like she could unseat Gavin Newsom. And, well, she apparently has some policies that they really don't like a wall. We're going to discuss next.
I have always been on the Republican side just because I have conservative economic values. The old saying, lower taxes, less regulations, you know, a more friendly business environment. And we don't have that in California. But socially, I've been much more progressive all my life.
Caitlyn Jenner is like the left's worst nightmare, right? Because she's fiscally conservative, socially liberal. And they're like, no. If you're transgender, if you're socially liberal, then you belong with us and you have to fit into the status quo. You have to fit into this nice, neat little box. So there she is on Hannity's program. She went on to say, I am all for the wall. I would secure the wall. We can't have a state. We can't have a country without a secure wall. Smart lady. Well, this is just too much for the liberal media, right? The liberal media is trying to downplay her over and over and over again. Joy Reid, who I guess is the authority on who should be transgender, came out and said this. She said, Caitlyn Jenner does not speak for the trans community. This is on her show. So Joy Reid happens to be the same person that said some pretty awful stuff about transgender. So I'm just saying, we know Joy Reid doesn't speak for the transgender community. Watch.
A community that I support and that I deeply care about is hurting because of some despicable and truly offensive posts being attributed to me. Now, many of you have seen these blog posts circulating online and in social media. Many of them are homophobic, discriminatory, and outright weird and hateful. I look back today at some of the ways I've talked casually about people and gender identity and sexual orientation, and I wonder who that even was.
It was you! It was you. You wonder who it was, Joy. It was you. And now you're out there saying who can or cannot speak for the transgender population. Give me a break. I mean, these people are just unbelievable. Look, they use politics to serve whatever agenda, clearly with her, serves her at any given moment. Whatever's paying, I guess. Because at one point, she had this blog where she said these homophobic things and very anti-transgender. And now, all of a sudden, she's speaking for transgenders. And apparently, Caitlyn Jenner, who is a transgender, can't. Like that makes any sense at all. It's like Senator Tim Scott recently taking to the stage in a rebuttal of Biden's speech and saying, you know what, America's not a racist place. He had ancestors who were slaves. He grew up in the Deep South. He is now a sitting U.S. senator, and he's here to tell you, America's not a racist place. But the left immediately piled on. I thought it was actually kind of hysterical when you had these white CNN commentators saying, well, he's not really speaking for Black Americans. Like, come on, guys. Like, an individual can't have their own individual experience. They have to, once again, fit into that nice, neat little box that Joy Reid thinks is okay in any given moment. Caitlyn Jenner is their worst nightmare, and Caitlyn Jenner may very well win California. So think about that, you leftists that think that you know everything, that everyone needs to live by your rules. Unbelievable. Okay, coming up next, it's DeSantis for the win. Wow. One thing after another, Florida is really, really proving to be the place for business. And by the way, probably the place to vote. Find out what he's doing to protect the sanctity of your vote in Florida and why more states need to look at this.
So right now I have what we think is the strongest election integrity measures in the country. I'm actually going to sign it right here. It's going to take effect. So
there you go.
Bill is signed.
Pretty good. Governor DeSantis there in Florida fighting for the integrity of Floridians' ballots. It's kind of important right now. I mean, he's doing revolutionary stuff. Imagine this. He actually wants to see whether you have proof of a driver's license or social security number before you get an absentee ballot. Imagine that. I mean, you can't ask for that stuff these days. I mean, doesn't matter that when you get on a plane or you go into a building or even to the doctor's office, you get to show identification. No, no, no. When it comes to voting, you're supposed to be able to just get an absentee ballot no matter what. Well, he has now signed into law legislation that would require things like a driver's license. I want him to explain it. It's a little bit long, maybe about a minute or so, but it really outlines what they're doing. Take a listen right now.
We're making sure we're enforcing voter ID. Look, you have to show a picture ID to do all these other things in society, clearly voting. We're also banning ballot harvesting. We're not going to let political operatives go and get satchels of votes and dump them in some drop box. We're also prohibiting mass mailing of balloting. We've had absentee voting in Florida for a long time. You request a ballot, you get it, and then you can mail it in. But to just indiscriminately send them out is not a recipe for success. We're increasing transparency even better. In Florida, we track the votes coming in real time, not the results, but we know who's voting, what your registration is, and we follow the turnout. So then when the election's over, we know the universe of votes that have been cast, and it makes it so that someone can't dump 100,000 votes 2 or 3 days later. Then finally, we're prohibiting private money from basically running the elections, like these Zuckerbucks that they were doing in all these different parts of the country.
Zuckerbucks. I like that. Anyway, this is what needs to be done, right? This is simple stuff. This should not be controversial. Asking somebody for identification before getting an absentee ballot, making sure that they have a social security number that actually checks against their name. I mean, this is stuff that should happen. Heck, the left wants vaccine passports, but they don't want ID checks when you go to vote. There's something really disconnected about all of that. And it makes you wonder, like, what exactly are they trying to do? Why wouldn't you want somebody to show their identification? Well, you know what happened in Georgia. You know how businesses were saying, okay, we're pulling out of here because Georgia is not being fair. Well, there's a whole contingent of businesses that may try and pull something similar in Florida, but I don't think they're going to get very far. There's that Yale business professor that's putting together this army of business leaders to say, you know, okay, no go in Georgia. Well, I don't think it's going to fly in Florida. And one of the reasons it's not going to fly in Florida is because so many business leaders are already there. So many businesses have actually, in some cases, gotten office space there, right? During this pandemic, because the tax situation is a whole lot better than it is in, say, New York City or California, for that matter. And Florida has stayed open. I love the Disney World, Disneyland example. Florida has stayed open. Kids have continued going to school. These are important things. And so good for DeSantis. He's showing the leadership that, frankly, the country needs. And he's helping the police. Did you hear what he's doing with the $1,000 bonus? Take a listen.
I asked the legislature in this legislative session, we need to do bonuses for law enforcement. Someone defund. Someone to defund the police. We're funding the police and then some.
Good. So $1,000 going out as a bonus to the cops that are trying to keep people safe. Look, we just need to realign our priorities right now to remember that those people, those police officers, they're there to keep us safe. They're not there to do what the left somehow thinks they're doing. And so this is an important moment in time right now from many, many different perspectives in terms of keeping our economy open, in terms of keeping people safe. And I think that Florida actually is really leading the way on many of these fronts. So watch Governor DeSantis. He could be some competition for Kamala Harris should Donald Trump decide not to run. Anyway, just a reminder, check out trishintel.com where you should be getting all your news. Make sure you sign up for my newsletter, especially given the attack that so many of us are under right now. It's really important that you get the news directly from me. So my newsletter there at trishintel.com, make sure you download the podcast, so you subscribe to this channel. And if you want to join my private group on Facebook, go to Trish Regan's private group there, and I will see you back here tomorrow.